This is Marco Paul, and you're listening to Chaos Theory Number 9 on dublab.com.
gun. And if I use a gun, I'm sure to go to prison. I'm stubborn as a mule, and nobody breaks my rules. But nothing comes my way. I got a hard-ass pair of shoulders. I got a love you can't imagine. Yeah, and what I got, I double. I swear I'm keeping out of trouble. I'm looking for one new value. I'm looking for one new value, but nothing comes my way.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to Chaos Theory number 9 on dublab.com. Let me tell you what you've been listening to. Started the set as almost always with King Tubby with Declaration of Dub. After that, the Bee Gees, going way back to their first album in their psychedelic, obviously Beatles influence phase. That was their track In My Own Time, with many Taxman influences throughout that one. But I like that track. I like that phase of the Bee Gees long before they became the Kings of Disco. Anyway, after that, Tony Williams' Lifetime. Tony Williams, the powerhouse drummer, probably most noted for his work with Miles Davis. This was his rock fusion trio back in the dawn of fusion, we'll say. This trio was comprised of Tony Williams on drums and John McLaughlin on guitar and Larry Young on organ. And that was their first double album called Emergency, and that was the track Spectrum. After that, Unwound, the post-punk trio who I think released all their records on Kill Rock Stars, the label Kill Rock Stars, and this was off their, I want to say, their second to last studio album, one that I liked a lot, and it's a track I like a lot off that record as well, called Side Effects of Being Tired. After that, Leticia Sadier Source Ensemble, her latest quartet. This is a new release from her, and this was the track Reflectors. This album just came out in the last year, and she's out on tour promoting it now. If you get a chance, worth checking that one out. After that, Black Uhuru, the reggae group, with their track Shine-Eyed Gal. This is Black Uhuru was a vocal trio who had some personal changes in the early goings, and then pretty much settled on the trio you hear here. And Sly and Robbie on bass and drums almost throughout their career. They're the rhythm section for that group. And a kid named Keith Richards on guitar on that track as well. After that, Iggy Pop with his, I guess we'll call it his new wave record, New Values. His first record for the Arista label, their first signing, and they kind of wanted to try a new direction, a new sound with him. And this is the result, a record I like. It's very quirky, different sounding, but it's still Iggy. And it's got, it's produced by James Williamson, who along with Scott Thurston were holdovers from his Kill City incarnation of the Stooges. And then that brings you up to what you're hearing now, which is Coleman Hawkins, the saxophonist with his quintet. This is the album The Hawk Relaxes, and this is a quintet that features Kenny Burrell on guitar and Ron Carter on bass, and this is the track Speak Low. So I will send you off into the second half of the set. This is Marco Paul. You're listening to Chaos Theory Number 9 on dublab.com.
Go to work or just come to the store. All those things. Didn't make the love.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to Chaos Theory number 9 on dublab.com. Let me tell you what you've been listening to since the break. Came out of the break and into The Nerves, the LA band, the 70s power pop group featuring Peter Case with their probably most well-known track called Hanging on the Telephone, more famously covered by Blondie a few years later. After that, Toulouse Engelhart, the Tacoma recording artist and guitarist extraordinaire who was raised here in California. And that's a track from probably his most famous record called Tillusions, and that was the track Fire in O'Doodle's Popcorn Factory. After that, Simple Minds, the Scottish post-punk turned new wave legend, and an instrumental track of theirs that I really like a lot from their earlier phase, I would guess I'd call it, and that was Theme for Great Cities. After that, Otis Redding, the Stax legend, king of soul, singer-songwriter, Otis Redding with his track Old Man Trouble. After that, The Zombies, with a track off their Odyssey and Oracle album, a fantastic record that they just recently toured. I think for the last time, this was their 50th anniversary of the record, and the tour featured four of the five original members. I was lucky enough to catch it, and it was great to see. It's a fantastic record, engineered by Jeff Emmerich at Abbey Road, and unfortunately released after they had already broken up, but just a fantastic record, and absolutely worth checking out, one of my all-time favorite albums. After that, Adam Franklin, the frontman from Swerve Driver, with one of his solo efforts, a cover of the Amy LeVere song, an artist he toured with. It's a cover of her song, and it's called Killing Him, and a really great cover of that song, a great version of it. And that brings you to what you're hearing now, which is another track by King Tubby called Herbal Dub. So you've been listening to Chaos Theory number 9 on dublab.com. I'm Marco Paul. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.